This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Joshua chapter 1. What's happening? The book of Joshua is about getting back to the Garden of Eden, but the promised land is no longer perfect. It's full of enemies. And in the wake of Moses' death, it is Joshua's job to lead God's people back into God's good land and restore it. Joshua served as Moses' close assistant in the wilderness. He was on Mount Sinai with Moses and saw God's presence. Back in the book of Numbers, Israel refused to trust God when he said that they were to take the promised land. They were too afraid. Israel's timidity and faithlessness meant they wandered outside of their promised land for 40 years. But Joshua always believed God would give them the land, even if it seemed impossible. After 40 years, God tells Joshua he is finally giving the land of Canaan to Israel as a gift. All of Israel's enemies will be defeated because God will be with them. But this new generation of Israel needs to be courageous in a way that the previous generation was not. God tells Joshua and Israel three times that he is with them. He commands them four times to be strong and courageous. After receiving God's marching orders, Joshua turns and speaks to his officers and tells them they have 3 days to prepare before they take possession of the land. The officers unanimously accept Joshua as Moses' successor and prepare to take the promised land. Where is the gospel? If we want to see God's kingdom come, enter God's promised land of peace, and experience a restoration of Eden, we need to be strong and courageous. But being strong and courageous isn't about how many battles we've fought and won. It's about trusting that God is with us and then acting like it's true. That's how God instructs Israel to turn the land of Canaan into his kingdom. And that's also how Jesus tells us his kingdom advances on earth. When Jesus sends out his disciples to baptize and teach all the nations of the world to obey him, he reminds them that he is with them always, even to the very end of the age. It's God's presence, not our power, persuasiveness, or politics that will see God's kingdom come. In fact, many of the battles Joshua will fight barely require him to lift his sword. God is not looking for warriors or spiritually elite persons. He's looking for people who give their cowardice to him. He wants people who run toward the battle line because they know God is with them. When we courageously trust that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus brings his kingdom, the final Garden of Eden, that much closer. So if you feel embattled, scared about what the day might bring, or want to run from the conflict rather than toward it, be strong and courageous. God is with you. He comes not as a military power, but as a person who bravely battled the grave and won. He has even placed his death-defying spirit inside you. God is with you more intimately than he ever was with Joshua. Jesus says his spirit in us is better than standing right beside us. So be strong and courageous in Jesus. If God is for you, who can be against you? See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who is with us, and may you see Jesus as the one who sends his Holy Spirit to be with us always.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.